life.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I really appreciate you joining me. We've got a really great show this week. We're going to start off with one of my favorite, I won't use the word pundit. I'll use the word pundit slash expert, Axel Merk. I met Axel, 10, 11 years ago. He is a brilliant individual in financial issues, in my opinion, whether you're talking currencies, whether you're talking conventional markets, whether you're talking precious metals. It's just a really, really interesting man. And Corey and I are going to start out the show with him here. Axel, you know, let's start out with precious metals, by the way, if you don't mind. We're seeing a real upturn right now in the gold sector and also in the silver sector. What are your comments on that?
Well, it's great to be with you. Well, you can look at it from a number of different points of views, but let me start maybe with the fundamentals here. The dynamics in the markets have changed, and the Federal Reserve is as much at a loss as anybody else, and that's really part of the volatility here. The Federal Reserve, that's ultimately has a huge influence on the price of gold, just is interpreting every single data point like everybody else is doing. We see the 10-year runaway not in the direction that the Federal Reserve would like it to be. And the folks who like gold say, well, that means that we cannot do the sort of tapering that was announced in the springtime. That doesn't mean they'll stop the reduced purchases in the fall, but it means that over the medium term, this has to end in a way that we're going to have a substantial negative real interest rates, inflation down the road. The worst thing that can happen to this economy is economic growth. And the reason I say that is because then bonds kind of spiral downward. And how are you going to deal with that? And the way that the gold buyers think they're going to deal with it, and I tend to agree with that, is that the Federal Reserve is not going to be able to rein in inflation. They're going to put a lid on the yield at some point, just as the Japanese will do. And with that, gold should be doing fine and should be doing very, very well, more than fine. Conversely, on the technicals, people were trying to sell off for a long period, and the sellers appear to be exhausted, so the shorts are running for the hills.
So, Axel, what I'm hearing you say is just really the fundamental demand side of gold is coming to the forefront that we have been calling for quite some time now, but also that the Fed is losing control. This QE that has been going on for quite some time now is losing its impact on the markets, correct?
Well, the impact has always been minimal in some ways, and the folks at the Federal Reserve have come to the realization of that, and as they ponder those thoughts openly, the market gets nervous. I mean, there's a big crowd out there that thinks that somehow the Fed is like God, and obviously that's not the case. Ultimately, the Fed is just zipping from a straw from the ocean. As long as there's confidence in the Fed, things will kind of work the way they want it to, subject to major noise here. And the Federal Reserve wants to do some fine-tuning. Ultimately, the reason why Bernanke started the taper talk was because of what Greenspan used to call irrational exuberance. They saw speculative elements, and now they want to fine-tune it. They're going to reduce the purchases probably in the fall because fewer treasury securities are issued, fewer mortgage-backed securities are issued as these higher rates are really killing the mortgage market. That doesn't mean they're going to be tightening. That means they want to take a step back. But as we see in the volatility in markets, it's not working. The volatility is going to be there. And if anything, the volatility in the bond market is certainly going to be there. These are major headwinds, which means the Fed needs to be more accommodative than it would be otherwise, which ultimately is good for gold.
We have an interesting situation in the bond market that really has started just a short while ago, and what that activity is implying or is resulting in is a little bit higher interest rates. And I got to tell you, we've got a pretty fragile housing market here in the Northwest. I know down where you are, south of San Francisco, it's a very strong market, but it strikes me that if interest rates really do rise meaningfully, I think this housing market is going to absolutely be in big trouble. What do you think?
But the important thing is certainly housing prices have come up in many areas, but it is a financial recovery. We do not have a construction boom. And what that suggests is that this price recovery is on the backdrop of low interest rates. Now, mortgage rates up 100 basis points, the full percentage points. Those are significant headwinds. Bernanke feels very strongly that we need to have a robust housing market, rising home prices to bail out those who are underwater in their homes. Homeowners underwater are not good consumers. Now, that's Bernanke's thinking. The challenge is, of course, we don't know yet who's going to succeed Bernanke, and so that thinking might change. But as long as Bernanke is in control, we know that he wants home prices to go up. He is not happy, and everybody else at the FOMC has pretty much said they're not happy with the yields if they're going higher. But think about it. You are artificially depressing yields year after year with communicating to keep rates low by buying bonds, operation twist, then you move away from an inflation target to tell them don't worry about the bonds, and then the taper talks. Now, clearly, anybody is going to run for the hills, just like when you suppress people for a while. At the moment you give them some freedom, they got done a riot. So simply that the bond market is acting up here. And that is something that the Federal Reserve is completely underestimating. They think they can fine-tune this recovery. And the problem is, of course, if bond yields spike, it's going to be not just in the housing market for the broader economy, too much of a headwind for the economy to bear. In the best-case scenario, we're going to have an extremely volatile Fed policy.
No, actually, I think that's a great point that you brought up there is that, well, really the gold market has been on this tear recently. The bond market is getting a bit out of control. Interest rates are on the move. Is this all the market pricing in a potential taper, or is this really just the market seeing what's going to happen down the road and just getting it out of the way right now?
Well, what happened is gold went up for 12 years in a row. So it went up even more when people used leverage. Now, in April, we saw that that didn't work out too well with a very sharp correction margin calls. And clearly, people don't want to catch a falling knife. If you told me that Paul Volcker were to succeed Bernanke, I might be tempted to reduce my own gold ownership. At the same time, we cannot afford to have interest rates as high as Volcker had them because we'd cause a depression or a revolution. And so as people come to the realization that on the one hand, Fed policy is going to be more accommodative than was signaled earlier this year, and on the other hand, and ultimately, that we cannot afford high interest rates, and that's not fully reflected in the price of gold at this stage, the buyers who were kind of scared to the sidelines are coming back in. We bought some gold in the springtime, but you've got to be pretty brave to buy gold when it's as volatile as it was earlier this year. And so people are getting gradually appears to be a bit more confident. But ultimately, of course, none of this matters until we have clarity who is going to be at the Federal Reserve in the short term, because then we're going to have the next step. In the long run, not just in the U.S., in many parts of the world, we're going to use the printing press to address the problems we have having too much government debt. And so that's currently the mood in the market, that they're realizing that the shorts are out and the buyers can come back in.
We have a lot of people who are saying right now they're looking for a significant downturn in the conventional market starting as early as September, say late September. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, anybody who saw gold drop should be aware that the same thing can happen to any other market. In 1987, we had portfolio insurance that didn't particularly work in October 87. Nowadays, people don't even have that anymore. They think they can get out of the market in a heartbeat. Everybody has been taught the market goes up every single day and you buy on every dip. Well, guess what? At some point, somebody might want to take a profit and maybe there's not going to be a bid around when somebody does take a profit. I'm very concerned about my equity holdings and I've hedged my equity exposure because it's some point, it's possible. I'm not suggesting that we'll necessarily have one, but the potential for a crash is certainly very high. Because if everybody has been taught you buy on every single dip, well, maybe at some point nobody's going to be there to step in when somebody actually wants to sell.
You know, well, I think that very well could be the case as early as late September, in my opinion. Right now, I think there's an awful lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of waiting on the sidelines, but I think that that's going to end sooner rather than later. Axel, we got 20 seconds left here. Real quick, you're on our favorite site section so people can get more information by simply clicking on your picture. Tell us real quick what you do.
We manage mutual funds. We write a newsletter. I am on Twitter. Axelmerk is my Twitter feed. We have a newsletter. We discuss these dynamics to great extent. And then we have currency mutual funds. One of them has some gold as well to try to step ahead of the game as these currency wars are unfolding.
Good guy. You guys got to check him out. Listen, stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back with a roundtable discussion featuring some of our regular guests.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. We are going to spend the next three segments talking about the junior resource market. Corey and I have two of, I think, the most brilliant people in this particular sector when it comes to predictions, when it comes to general knowledge, etc. One of them is John Kaiser of the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, and the other one is my old friend Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold. You know, together, all of us have done pretty well in the junior resource market for a lot of years. I mean, I'm saying that because we're not emotional investors. We are investors who look at pure technicals. And by pure technicals here, I don't mean technical analysis, but I mean pure fundamentals. John, you did some research on the question that many of our listeners have asked as to just how many companies really have gone out of business since this huge downturn started about 2.5 years ago. You did some research on that. What'd you come up with, bud?
Well, the situation's pretty grim. I've got 764 companies out of just under 1,800 that have less than $200,000 working capital left. This group of companies has really no ability to survive. About 500 of those collectively owe about $1.1 billion. They have no positive working capital. They don't have any really interesting projects. They are starting to undertake 10-for-1 rollbacks. So they've gone down 90% in the past couple of years. And after the rollback, you go down another 90%. We're ending up with companies with less than $500,000 market cap. How do you even finance your overhead if you're limited to 25% of your shares that you can issue in any six-month period without an annual meeting? So I think the situation is grim. Not a lot of them have dropped off the board. Suspensions are starting to increase, but it's a ticking time bomb. 500 companies really have no chance of staying in this expensive game.
Now, Bob, it's something that I've been following quite closely here is the TSX, well, the venture more specifically, doesn't really want these companies to die, obviously, because that's where they get their money from. And back a couple months ago, they kind of released a rule where companies could now raise money under 5 cents. That rule is coming to an end at the end of this month. And now the venture is talking about allowing companies to do a 10-for-1 rollback without shareholder approval. And like John just said, this doesn't help the companies improve by any means. It just means that they roll it back, their stock goes up a little bit, and then it falls right back down. What do you think about these rules and what the venture is doing to essentially keep these dead companies alive?
I think it's dumb. I mean, obviously, it's self-serving on their part. It certainly is worth investors looking at. There's a lot of companies selling for less than the cash they have at hand. The companies that survive, a lot of them are going to go up 10 or 20 fold, but you got to look at a company and figure out if it's going to survive at all. Now, one of the measures that I use, we've had 12 years of the biggest bull market in history in iron and in copper and in silver and in lead and in oil and uranium. And if a guy's been operating for 12 years and he hasn't been successful, he's not going to be successful between now and hell freezing over.
You know, it's interesting talking with some of the guys at Sprott over the last few months. Their main criteria right now is companies better have a whole bunch of money in the bank. And if I'm not mistaken, the last time I spoke with Kenton, our broker down there, he said they really didn't have much interest in talking to virtually anybody unless they had a minimum of $4 or $5 million. I think that's a very good point. You know, wishful thinking in terms on the part, I guess I should say, of executives within this junior resource sector. You know, I mean, that's great. There's nothing like positive mental attitude. But the fact of the matter is, I think at this moment in time, there's no question but that a fair amount of cash in the bank, literally, let's say $3 to $5 million minimum, is absolutely necessary unless you have a very, very unique situation, which some companies do. But I got to tell you, the companies that have a very unique situation are few and far between. John, let's talk about the companies that are left. Now, you've given some pretty big numbers for companies that are basically insolvent. Let's talk about companies that stand a chance at this point.
1,400 venture companies that I track on Kaiser Research Online that are supposedly involved in resource exploration and development, 700 of them have less than 200 grand. But there's 700 companies that have more than that, and collectively they have about $3.5 billion sitting in their treasury. So, yes, we can focus on the negative bunch that are sort of doomed companies, but it's pretty easy to discard those by just searching for companies that have more money in the bank. And unfortunately, what I'm seeing is the companies that do have money are going into hibernation mode. They are not doing any work because this market has been so bearish that if you spend money, $1 million, on an exploration program, unless you deliver fabulous results, you cannot replace that money. And frankly, unless we see gold charge back into the $1,600 to $2,000 level, there is nothing on the macro front that's going to bring a kind of rising tide that makes it easy to raise money on results. That's the part that worries me the most, is this paralysis that's sinking into the companies that are still viable, that are simply waiting for a much better time that may be several years down the road.
I'm even invested in a couple companies that have money and are simply not doing anything. However, I have seen a couple companies out there that are either drilling or looking to acquire properties. And Bob, maybe a question for you. Out of these companies, are you more attracted to the ones that are actually looking to acquire some of these cheap properties, or are you looking at the ones that are out there working on their current properties?
That's a really good question, but unfortunately it's a question without an answer. You can go to the CEO of a company that's got its eye on 10 other prospects and ask him, are you looking around to do something? And they'll lie to you. They won't tell you the truth. And I fully understand that they shouldn't, okay? They're trying to keep their cards close to their chest. But if you look at other companies, Reservoir had some incredible results, 7.3% copper over 291 meters in Serbia. And the initial reaction of the market was to drive the stock down. Then it came back a month later. One of the things you have to remember that investor psychology is really important. At every top, everybody is buoyant, and any news whatsoever will make something go up, even if it's bad. And at bottoms, no matter how good the news is, the stocks still go down. Everybody's supposed to be negative at bottoms. That's what makes a bottom. For the guys who have some cojones, it's a wonderful time to be picking up good quality stocks with good quality management and good quality projects and money in the bank, super cheap. There's a lot of stocks that are up 50% in the last 2 months. We got a bull market going and nobody knows it.
That's what we're going to get into in the next segment.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our roundtable discussion with John Kaiser and Bob Moriarty. The thing that really jumped up and grabbed me during that first segment was something you said, John. You said, you know, there are 700 companies out there that from an investment standpoint, you don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole, but there are another 700 companies out there that are looking pretty good. I think we all know what the majority of those companies are, and the majority of those companies are characterized definitely by good management. They're characterized by proven assets, not pie in the sky anymore, but proven assets, and they're characterized by having a fair amount of money in the bank. Well, those are the companies that I believe, and I'm really, really optimistic about this, you guys, but I really believe that within that universe of 700 or so companies, there are huge opportunities in there. Bob, why don't you comment first on that one?
I'm going to say that's absolutely correct. If you look at Pine Tree, if you look at Amadon, if you look at Caden, there's a lot of stocks up 50% the last 2 months. We've had a major bottom, and the mere fact that there's a lot of people who are still negative, I don't look as a bad thing. I look as a good thing. This is absolutely the opportunity of a lifetime. Nothing has changed economically, fundamentally, all the problems are still there. And the gold is one of the few safe havens.
Bob, I agree with you that we have seen a bounce in some of these stocks. And really, I think that we're kind of the early believers here that this will trickle down into some of the other fundamentally strong stocks. John, what are you looking at out there that you like?
I would say be very careful about the working capital as a criterion. A lot of the companies that still have, you know, lots of money in the bank are also ones with very advanced projects, which they're in the midst of feasibility demonstration, maybe pre-feasibility, maybe feasibility. These stages of exploration, they don't produce any joy. In fact, they always make the deposit more expensive and smaller than originally thought at the preliminary economic assessment. And these stages of demonstrating the feasibility of a project cost an awful lot of money. So these companies are, a lot of them are just putting their projects on hold or going back to the drawing board and trying to figure out a mining scenario that's going to be a little smaller and less expensive on the capital costs. Because they're doing that, it's good to buy them and hold them and place a bet on copper or gold going up. The companies that interest me are the ones like Colorado, who do not have an advanced project, who do have money. They had $7 million when they hit that hole earlier this year. And these companies that have the ability to drill a target and come up with a discovery, these are the ones that are going to give you 10, 20 baggers coming out of this market. The advanced ounce and pound in the ground stocks, I think they have bottom. They're probably up 20, 30% from their lows. They will probably go up another 50 to 100% as they adjust back to a more normal market. But for the really big gains, you got to look for the discovery exploration oriented juniors.
You know, I have to agree with that. One thing we need to do, though, in the interest of full disclosure, is the companies that we mention on in this venue, we really have to state whether or not we, you know, have any financial interest in those companies. I haven't talked about any companies so far, although I'm going to here shortly, but that I have a financial interest in. Bob, how about you?
I don't have a financial interest in any of the ones I mentioned.
Okay, and John, how about you?
I do not own Colorado, but it is one of my recommended stocks.
Boy, I got to tell you, I wish I did own Colorado. You know, Greg McCoach called me, probably 3 or 4 years ago, and he asked me if I wanted to be part of the initial public offering from Colorado when I took him up on it, and the company didn't do anything for about 3.5 years, and then guess what? I sold my stock. Real smart, huh, Bobby?
It happens to the best of us. Let me give you some good news. Now, I have been through the entire cycle. I was buying gold in the 60s. I was selling gold in January of 1980. I saw the stock market from 68 to 72. I saw the stock market in 2000. I saw the real estate bubble. We're going to have a bubble in gold and gold stocks and all resource stocks, and some of the biggest piece of crap, useless, good-for-nothing companies are going to be 20-baggers if they survive.
Yeah, they're going to be 20-baggers if they survive. I agree with that, and I think that that's a result of what I would have to call very emotional, non-thinking type of investment. But I got to tell you, you know, the 700 companies are companies, I would have to guess, John, that have significant assets, good management, and plenty of money in the bank. And I think those are the companies you must concentrate on.
I think Bob's wrong in saying that the pieces of crap are going to deliver 20 baggers. I think something structurally important has happened in the last 3-4 years. I think the crappy companies are dead in the water. They're not going to go up. The market has changed. The audience out there has changed. It's going to be quality that will attract money. And yes, some of this quality stuff will end up way overpriced, more than it should be. But I think the really useless stuff is dead. It's gone. It's history.
See, John, I think it's important to define what is the really useless stuff between the fringe properties and then these fundamentally sound companies, because sometimes, even in my experience, those lines have been very blurred. And I think maybe what Bob was saying was that if they can survive for another bull market, then that's when everything goes up. Bob, what were you saying there?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. When the wind's high enough, even the turkeys fly. When you go to the grocery store and the person in front of you in line is talking about this new copper play they just invested in the Yukon, it'll be time to get out. We know there's going to come a time to sell. We know it's going to go into a bubble. We know it's going to get stupid. You go back to March of 2000, I went to a yacht club and had dinner with a woman, and she was telling me how great Microsoft was. And about that time, I read something on the internet about inmates in a prison in Baltimore who are holding stock picking contests. We're going to see that again in the gold sector.
Well, we've seen it in the gold sector before, and the greatest example just happens to be right around the time when I started this little business back in 1982. I mean, it was, you know, in the late 70s, and up until probably, I guess I'd have to say about 1983 or thereabouts, you couldn't do anything wrong. You could not invest in a company that didn't increase dramatically in price. But I got to tell you, a lot of the people who I hired back in 1983 and 1984 who were people who made bazillions of dollars in the industry and simply didn't see the writing on the wall. It was obvious, very obvious back in those days that the market was coming to an end, but they didn't see it, and they paid dearly for that. John, I'd like you to comment on that, if you would.
Right now, I think it's going to be a while before it's too late to sell. This has been a very bad bear market that started in 2011. It's going to take a while to turn around on an aggregate basis. It's going to be a selective market. Individual stocks are going to do well. Short of gold lurching suddenly to $2,000, this is going to be a long climb back. It's going to be focused. There will be sort of discovery type area plays that affect 10, 20 companies. You're going to have to be a real sharpshooter in this market.
Well, and in order to be a real sharpshooter, purely and simply, you have to stay informed. I mean, it's real simple. And if you decide not to stay informed, but you want to be in the market, you know what you have to do? You got to work with an expert. You have to work with somebody who can handle your money because they really, truly know what they are doing. I would maintain, and it's the way I've run my life anyway for the last 30, 35 years, is I stay as informed as I possibly can. You know, if you read all of the information, for exemplified by, you know, Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, all the material on 321 Gold, all the material on our site here, if you go over all that stuff, you know, you really minimize your chance of investment failure. But you know what? Too many people don't do that.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Bobby, when we were off mic, you were making a comment about a very, very significant bull market in the resource sector was right around the corner. I want you to elaborate on that, would you?
Yeah, okay. This is something that I literally have been talking about for the last 6 months. What everybody forgets is that the markets are like coil springs. They go in one direction, then they go in the other direction. I think the perma bulls have done enormous damage to gold and silver investors. The concept that everything is manipulated, the concept that even manipulation is important, they've done a lot of damage because they're taking investors' attention away from what's really going on. We've been in the process of making a bottom for 6 months. Whether the absolute low was in June or whether it's in October or November is absolutely meaningless to me. This is a bottom, and when you've had a bottom, you go up. The fact that so many people are negative, I think, is wonderful. I'm a contrarian now. You know that. A lot of stocks, a lot of strong stocks are up 30 to 50% since the end of June. This is a strong market, and nobody sees it.
John, I know that you had some comments on what Bob just had to say there, so I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Resource stocks have been in a vicious downtrend since early 2011, but they are showing signs of bottoming and turning around. It is like a giant battlefield that has been just littered with corpses. Now we're seeing individual soldiers start to get up. Those are the ones to look at. The gold price, when they pressured it down to $1,200, and I don't mean pressure in the sense that there's some grand conspiracy. There was clearly a bear raid on gold. It was a shakeout of all the hedge funds that were listening to the conventional gold bugs with their, you know, inflation is coming and all this kind of stuff. And so far they've been wrong on that front. But physical gold demand has strengthened with the cheaper gold price. And there's this perception that it's all about America. It isn't all about America. It's a very big world, and America's relative position in the global economy is shrinking as other nations such as China, India, and that become bigger players on the global scene. And gold is being soaked up. The ETF, the GOD ETF, lost 14 million ounces since December. It's been physically extracted. Now it's actually starting to go up again because people have sensed the bottom. The global all-in average cost of mining gold is about $1,200 an ounce. These crazy targets of like $1,000 gold is the what's normal. That's the same as saying the world has no interest in gold and is just going to be on the sell side, not on the buy side for gold. So I think we'll see gold recover back to the $1,500-$1,700 level. And then, contrary to everybody's expectations, when the U.S. economy starts to show real signs of strengthening, that will help the rest of the world, and that will help gold, because the demand for gold is a function of prosperity, not looming apocalypse.
I think it's a really good point, personally. I really do have to agree with that. I also agree with you, Bob, when you say that the market is really starting to turn around right now. I'm seeing that in some of our holdings, and I'm very happy to say that, to say the least. We'll play on words there. You know, I'm looking at a live gold chart right now, and gold is definitely coming back. This has been a damn good week for it. We're right now, as we're recording, we're at around 1371 on the live spot gold. Market's going to be closed here, I guess, you know, within just a few hours, and, you know, we'll have a weekend respite. But I like what I see in the commodity sector, specifically gold and silver. You know, the one comment that I'd like to get from you guys regarding the junior resource market, my opinion is one of the reasons I don't think the junior resource market is ever going to go away is because it's based on a very, very important part of human nature, and that very important part of human nature is purely and simply everybody wants to make money. And when people see these huge increases, they don't consider the decreases that we have in the junior resource sector, but they see these huge increases, and that really gets their attention, and they become all of a sudden experts, and they want to invest. I've seen that over the past 35 years. Bob, you've seen it longer than that, haven't you?
Absolutely. And to the extent that in life, as in dancing and in investing, sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow, gold is absolutely going to have its day. It's going to go nuts. It's going to be looked at as the last safe haven. It's going to be looked at as the place to go day trade. And I'm not saying these are good things, but there are things that are absolutely going to happen. We saw it with real estate. We saw it with the stock market. We're seeing it again with the stock market now. There's a ton of money floating around that's got to go somewhere.
I know that a lot of the people we bring on this show, I agree with in the contrarian sense of investing, where people hate a certain market. It means that it's really beaten down and stuff is getting cheap. And Al, as you were saying there, when people get really interested in investing in a market, that's also how bubbles form. However, how long can people be hating on gold as they are until this sentiment changes? Or are we already starting to see this sentiment by maybe these ETFs starting to buy back some of the gold they have been selling? John, what do you think?
You know, Bob says is hoping that we're going to see a spectacular rise in gold, and a spectacular real rise in gold is not really possible. But a rise to $2,000 in real terms has extraordinary implications for ounces in the ground, because at say $1,200-$1,300 gold, these ounces are worth zero. Suddenly you add $700 and it's all gravy, and companies that are being valued at, you know, close to zero right now, they will go up 10, 20, 30 times in value, especially if an understanding emerges that a $2,000 real gold price, you know, not one that's there because inflation is 50% a year or something like that, but a real gold price at $2,000, which would be higher than at any time in the past, that would be an enormous boom for the juniors. The capital would flow into it. They say, show us that you can dig it out of the ground and at what cost and so on. I think the biggest cost escalation is behind us. Recent feasibility studies and so on, I think you can trust those numbers. They're not going to keep compounding 10% annually going forward. But a mere 30% rise in the gold from current levels would have an extraordinarily leveraged impact on the value of the juniors that have advanced gold deposits.
You know, John, I can't disagree with you at all. I want to get back to one thing, though, and you know, we're talking about the interest in this sector and why I don't think it's ever going to go away. You know, Corey, I'm looking at our stats right now, and this week has been rather an interesting week in terms of precious metals, and it's been an interesting week on in terms of our stats. We've gotten some very, very positive numbers, over 7,000 views on Wednesday. But let's look at what happened yesterday. We started to see the gold and silver really, really kind of go to the moon starting. Don't take that the wrong way. Yesterday we went from 7,500 views to 12,500 views. Today, we're not even halfway done yet with our listing period. We're already at about 5,000. So this tells me that the interest is definitely, definitely there. Bob, and I'm sure you're seeing the same thing on your side. You're a lot stronger than we are, man.
Yeah, we track that very carefully, and we have absolutely seen an increase. It's important to realize that the longer a bear market goes on, the better it is, the bigger the bull market that follows. The fact that we've had a bear market for almost 2 years now, I don't look at it as a bad thing. I look at it as a wonderful thing. If you're a contrarian and if you understand that you want to buy when everybody else wants to sell, Soros selling, Paulson is selling. Okay, I'm a buyer.
Corey, we got a minute left yet. Why don't you take us out?
Oh, well, guys, you know, I found this very interesting, and I found this last week very interesting in the conventional markets and the gold markets, because it was the first time really this whole year that we've seen the conventional markets go down and gold go up, which really was something that we've been expecting for a while. I thought personally that it would have come maybe a couple weeks later in the tail end of summer, but historically, August has been a fantastic month for gold and for silver, and we're seeing that, as well as silver continuing to climb and really limit that gold-to-silver ratio. So I think that next week, we've heard from a few other people during our daily editorials that gold might pull back and the stock market might come back a little bit and recover. I guess we're just going to have to see, but this week was definitely a great week for us gold bulls.
It was definitely a great week, ladies and gentlemen. I can't imagine that any of you haven't or don't have any familiarity with either Bob Moriarty or John Kaiser, but if there are one or two of you out there, go to our favorite sites section. Click on the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. Click on 321 Gold. You get some really, really valuable information. Stick around. We're going to be back with the second hour of the weekend edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.